Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. U.S. environmental regulators issued a draft rule this morning calling for increased use of advanced biofuels and to measure carbon dioxide emissions from the alternative motor fuels. The move confirms the schedule of the 2007 Renewable Fuels Standard, which calls for the blending of 36 billion gallons per year of biofuels into gasoline by 2022. The mandate calls for 15 billion gallons of traditional ethanol blending per year by 2015 and 16 billion gallons of cellulosic ethanol, or fuel made from non-food crops like switchgrass and fast-growing trees. The EPA also says this morning that it does not see the need to waive the federal law that requires the U.S. to blend 12.95 billion gallons of ethanol and other biofuels into gasoline during 2010. Kraft Foods today says that its first quarter profit rose 10% despite the drag of the stronger U.S. dollar on international sales. The maker of Velveeta and Oreo cookies says it earned $660 million or 45 cents per share in the 3 months ending in March. That compares to earnings of $599 million or 39 cents per share a year earlier. Revenue fell 6.5% to $9.4 billion from $10.05 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 83.94, down 31.75 points. The NASDAQ, 17.42, down almost 21.5. And the S&P 500 at 8.99, down 7.37 points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Taking a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading on this Tuesday morning, July wheat opened at 6.04, up 7 on the open. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.44, up 5.5 on the open. July, 5.57, up 6. September, 5.83, up 2.5. December, 6.08, up 8 on the open. May corn opened at $4, up 2 on the open. July, 4.07, up 1.5. September, 4.15.5, up 1. December, 4.26.5, up 1. March of 2010, 4.38, up a quarter. May, 4.45.5, down 1 on the open. July soybeans opened at 11.09, up 5.5 on the open. August, 10.71, up 3. November, 9.75, up 4.5. March of 2010, 9.66, down 5.5. May, 9.62, down 4.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3.59, up 1.40 on the open. July, 3.46.50, up 1.70. May soybean oil opened at 37.77, down 17 on the open. July, 38.08, down 16. June live cattle opened at 82.30, up 42.5 on the open. May feeders, 97.45, up 5. May lean hogs, 55.50, down 47.5. In July, pork bellies, 79.50, up 70 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, the trade has a lot to think about this morning with news out of the EPA.
You know, we've watched this morning. We saw the overnight be a little bit stronger. We come in, we're a little bit weaker, and we've come way off our lows already after that initial little bounce down. A lot of concern about the planting delays, only 33% planting the corn, 5% in the beans. In Illinois, way, way, way behind, only 5% done. But still some pretty good chances of showers could keep a lot of people out of the field for the next 2 weeks. But yet there's that lessening of things going on in the second half of May looking more like planting. So, that's what's all sort of mixed into the equation this morning, and that's what we've seen is a very nervous market, Dave.
Well, the EPA says this morning there's no need to waive the 12.95 renewable fuels standard for ethanol and other biofuels during the 2010 season. Supportive or not?
Well, the first part of it there, it looked like they took it as very non-supportive, and we seem to be bouncing back, so we're thinking that it isn't maybe as big a thought as what they thought. But, it's definitely something out there. The extra bushels of corn, of course, are very, very much dependent upon the usage in the ethanol line, Dave. So, it's going to be – that's the extra kicker to whether corn's priced too high or too low at this point in time.
And we got an alert on a header. We don't have details of this yet, but the EPA says evidently that some corn ethanol plants don't meet the CO2 requirements that they're putting forth. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as well to see what comes of that. You mentioned the planning progress from last night, Wayne. And at what point does the trade really begin to get upset with the Eastern Corn Belt's lack of progress, if at all? One of the things that caught my eye in this report from yesterday was Tennessee put 37% of its crop in the ground in a week.
Well, I think that we're ahead of last year's planting date, or planting progress, not planting date, planting progress at this date, and we were pretty well in the ground by the end of the month. So I think that we are very observant of this. We're watching the weather forecast. But it's basically we're another week down the road before we get totally concerned and could really mount a major, upward move just because of it. But right now we don't look for a lot of progress in the meantime because of the forecast going through a lot of the Midwest and a lot of people saying it's at least a day or two out there before they can make any good progress, even if then. And we're forecast for some scattered showers starting tomorrow over the next 3 days in a lot of the areas. So, we are starting to be concerned on a local level, but as the Board of Trade goes, they're not as concerned as maybe us individuals are.
Well, it took a perfect July to come back from the late plant last year. Is the trade already factoring in a perfect July again this year?
Well, no, they're not figuring in a perfect July, but they are figuring in average or normal conditions rather than something like that, Dave. So, normal conditions are what's out there right now and what's being figured into things. We've got a lot of things going. Probably the biggest thing of them all is, of course, will China continue to buy beans and at the same pace they've been buying them, and will we stay competitive? As we looked at some of the estimates, of course, we keep shrinking Argentina's crop, but it looked like we might actually grow a little bit on Brazil's crop on some of the statistics that are out there this morning.
You mentioned China being in the marketplace, and we keep seeing Argentina's crop, as you say, getting smaller. I wonder if 1150 is beginning to become a realistic goal for July.
That's going to depend on a couple things. Number one, China staying very active in their buying procedures here. Number two, Argentina continuing to shrink a little bit from where they're at and staying out of the export market. And number three, what Brazil actually does and how aggressive that they get along the way, and what price will we back off on internal use of meal for livestock and everything like that. But, is it impossible to go there? No, not by any means. It can go there because if the USDA would come out and shrink takeoff down to, say, 115 million carryover over here next Tuesday, something like that can happen very easily, Dave.
Why isn't spring wheat showing more zip in the marketplace?
Well, we're still dealing with a lot of the Russian wheat coming into the market, everything like that. We're looking at the balance between feed wheat and corn being under pressure, keeping the wheat a little bit under pressure today, Dave.
What else are you looking at today, Wayne?
Well, I think that, you know, as we look ahead, we're continuing to watch the weather. We are watching the outside markets. Crude oil made a high for the year yesterday for 2009. It's backing off that here now. We're down 74 cents. We're watching the dollar very closely. Is it, you know, still under 85 cents? And that has helped our exports quite a bit and stay competitive as far as the beans go. The big thing, of course, the Dow has done a tremendous job of rallying as of late. We're back solidly over 8,000. And we're just sort of sitting still here today. So the outside markets, just a little bit on the negative pull today, but probably not as negative as what we're seeing in the grain pits.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Let's look at Mike Sola's extended highlights for Illinois and Indiana. He says scattered showers will remain in the forecast into the weekend, especially in southern sections. Locations near the Ohio River could receive more than 2 inches of rain over the next week to 10 days. The driest areas will stretch from the Illinois River into central Indiana. Warm and mainly dry weather appears to be setting up across Illinois and Indiana for the end of the weekend and early next week. The global forecast system is indicating that the next general soaking rain will come as a vigorous cold front arrives toward the end of next week. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.